time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Nancy LeBon. She is with the Senior Angel Tree. This is run out of Notre Dame Church. This is a great thing, a very good thing, and we're going to talk all about it today and kind of let you know what you can do if you want to help. Nancy, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Now, let's talk a little about this angel tree.
Okay.
This is just for seniors.
It is. It's our fifth year. We started it when my 32-year-old son passed away from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and I needed to do something. We had young people come up and tell us some of the kindness that our son extended to them, and I was trying to think how to pay that kindness forward into the community to keep that kindness going. We need more of that. And so I went to the priest at Notre Dame and said, I've got to do something. And I asked for help, and this is the answer I got: Community Senior Angel Tree. And this will be our fifth one.
And you have all the names that you need. You said you get them from Meals on Wheels.
We get them from the director of both Emory and Carbon Senior Center. And it's mostly the Meals on Wheels recipients. We all go through an agency. United Way sends their seniors towards us.
So. Okay, and so you've got plenty.
We have, yes, the names. Oh, yes, we're half finished. We break the ornaments down. The way it works, the seniors get a wish list that the senior center composed, and sometimes we have on the bottom that this is a wish list and you may not get everything on it, but so far everybody has. We break it down so nobody has a big financial burden, any one family. Some people take two or three ornaments, some people take one, but we'll break it down so it's manageable. And therefore, when I left Friday morning, we were about half finished and we had 268 ornaments.
Oh, and now you've got two trees, you said.
We do have two for parishioners. We've got one at Notre Dame in the church. And for the rest of us, our friends and neighbors, it's at the Hope Center at 185 North Carbon Avenue across from State Farm. We have a tree in there, and we restock it almost daily.
And you said that tree is there, and you can get in to look at it from 9 to 1, Monday through Friday.
Correct.
And then 5 to 7 also on Tuesday evenings.
Correct.
So and if you're too busy during the day to go and get that, Tuesday nights, head on over there, mm-hmm. and you can get you an angel off of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we were talking a little bit. What are some of the things that they need that are on these lists?
The first year we did it, we actually got tears. They want toilet paper, paper towels, cleaning supplies, peanut butter, jam, clothes, sweats, pajamas, slippers. A lot of times people will come in and get the ornaments and they're just shocked.
The one that was, you know, and after we talked about it, I'm like, yeah, that makes total sense. But dog and cat food.
Yes.
Things for their pets.
And these folks, they're all in their own homes. We're not, we do take stockings to Beehive, both, and I believe it has a new name now, both in Price and in Elmo. Ascension St. Matthew's Women's Club, Women's Group is doing that for us this year. They're doing the stockings, and we very much appreciate their help. A lot of these folks, their little dog or cat's the only companion they have. And we had a gentleman in Emory County 2 years ago said, I don't need anything for myself, but could I have food for my dog? So that's what launched us with that. But we do ask that it's 10 pounds or less in the bags because we don't want our elves to get, you know, back strain or anything like
right.
that.
You even told me that a gentleman out in East Carbon needed
hay for his horse.
And you guys got him that.
We got it. It was networking. I don't remember who finally came up with it, but we networked through the community and somebody got us hay.
Okay, so this is going on now. The deadline is
December 9th.
Okay.
Is the last day for accepting the wrapped gifts. And we deliver on the 14th. Usually takes us about half a day.
And the other thing that you said that's a really, really great thing is that you look for volunteers if they want to come and help deliver.
Absolutely.
They can.
We have, I've had people that tell me their kids are trying to get into college. They need service hours. They need hours accumulated to help. And I said, bring them down. They'll even get an LFAT. We give LFATs for free. And it's a lot of people have turned it into family project because they're little kids. These are grandmas and grandpas. And the little kids need to see that not everybody has what they have.
Right. And you even were saying that, you know, some of your best stories come from when they do deliveries.
Oh, it just, people come back just feeling absolutely blessed to be a part of this project. And most, I had a student nurse that went with me 1 year, and she was just so loving with these older people, and we were coming back to Price, and this voice came out of the back seat, and she said, I'll never forget this day. And it's little things, but that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be taking care of each other.
And giving back.
And giving back.
And that was one thing you even said was that, and we've talked about it many times, is the fact that it always seems like this community is great when it comes to that.
They're incredible. I sit on a board in Salt Lake City for a women's education group, philanthropic educational organization, and the people in the Salt Lake Valley are blown away by what the people in Carbon Emery County do, and I'm proud of that.
Like every time,
absolutely every
needed,
time.
That's always taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Nancy, if anybody wants to get a hold of you, needs more information on this, how can they do that?
You can call me anytime. My phone number is 637-6195.
And you also said pretty much for the entire month of November,
I live at the Hope Center, yes.
Okay, so any questions, give Nancy a call, 637-6195. Nancy, thanks for stopping in today, and thank you for doing this. It's a great thing.
It's a gift, and thank you so much, Dave, for getting the word out.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you go to our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.